welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, coming to you from the 50th Annual Design Automation Conference in the great city of Austin, Texas. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and without further ado, let's get down to some serious and not so serious design automation business. First off, my two cents about this year's show. Maybe it was the heat. Maybe it was the sheer number of processor guys strolling in from the greater Austin area. Maybe it was the barbecue. I'm not quite sure what it was, but this year's DAC conference and expo was more lively and more energetic than I've seen in years. Sure, there were fewer exhibitors this year than in previous years, I believe, but for what they lacked in square footage, they made up for in height. I would say this DAC was definitely small, but tall. Overall, I think there is a trend toward more solution-based tool suites and less point tools. But if it's EDA, there will probably always be a couple engineers with laptops in their buddy's garage trying to make the best dang tool you've ever seen, with the underlying hopes of someday getting bought by one of the big three. But don't take my word for it. Let's talk with some of the actual attendees. I've got an interview doubleheader all lined up for y'all. See, I've already picked up the vernacular. First up, let's go talk about DAC with Tom Anderson from Brecker and ask him about SOC verification and, more importantly, what set the Brecker booth apart from the rest of the pack at this year's expo. Next, let's chat with Anupam Bakshi, CEO of Agnesis, about cavemen, RTL, and booth babes. I mean, temporary technical representatives. Yeah, that's right.
My guest today is Tom Anderson, Vice President of Marketing at Brecker. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tom.
Amelia, it's great to speak to you.
So first off, Tom, what's happened in the last year that I spoke to you guys at Brecker? Lots of things, I think.
I think when you last spoke to Brecker, you talked to Anand Hamid, our founder at DAC last year. And at that point, we had just completed a round of $5 million in funding. And so we've been busy spending some of that, not too much of it, but we've roughly tripled our permanent staff, full-time staff, since last DAC, as well as adding some more part-timers to help out in different areas. We also established our first ever permanent office. We had been a virtual company, working out of our homes, coffee shops, that sort of thing. And we established an office in San Jose on Lundy Avenue near the old VLSI Technologies headquarters. So it's got an EDA pedigree in that neighborhood. And obviously, trying to grow our customer base. We've had lots of valuations, new expansion into some of our existing accounts, and we anticipate some more announcements this year and new accounts as well.
So just a quick question, but for my audience who doesn't know, tell them what Brecker does.
I'd be glad to. So we call ourselves the SOC verification company, SOC meaning system on chip, and our focus is on helping people verify their entire system on chip, SOC, in simulation before they tape out. As we observed in the industry, there's a gap right now. People use test benches and universal verification methodology, UVM, quite effectively at the block level or kind of subunit level. When they get to the full chip, especially if that chip has embedded processors, that methodology breaks down. UVM, although it's a powerful methodology, has trouble handling 10 million gate, 50 million gate chip. Also, if there are embedded processors, which is our definition of an SOC, then there's no coordination between anything running in the processors and the test bench. So our approach is to actually generate C tests that are compiled and run inside the embedded processors while coordinating with the test bench on the outside. So the way I phrase it, that's verifying your chip from the inside out, as opposed to trying to just poke at the inputs from the outside of the test bench. We're using the power of those embedded processors, which are really the brains of the SoC, to verify the rest of the chip.
Gotcha. So, Tom, tell me about DAC this year. What's it been like for you guys, and what do you feel about the show in general?
Certainly this was an important DAC for us on several fronts. Of course, it's the 50th anniversary, so that's always exciting for all EDA vendors and the industry as a whole. It's also the 10th anniversary of Brecker. So we actually were founded as a consulting company in 2003, spent about 6 years or so consulting, developing the technology in the back room, and then productized it about 3 or 4 years ago. And by the way, that was in Austin. The company was actually founded in Austin. So although the founders and headquarters moved to San Jose a couple of years ago, mostly for access to venture capital and other advisors as the company grew, we still have our roots in Austin, and it's great to come back and have DAC here. A whole lot of fun. That was really nice. As far as the show goes, it's been a wonderful show for us. We had very, very busy traffic on both Monday and Tuesday. Monday, I'm still counting the results, tabulating the results. But I believe Monday we had more scan badges from non-EDA vendors, so potential customers, than we ever had before at any show ever. On Tuesday, we did more than that. So far, you know, my preliminary results, it looks like this is two or three times what we've ever gotten at any show before, which is pretty amazing.
Excellent. That's fantastic. So we're in the live music capital of the world, Austin, Texas, and you guys were the only booth on the show floor that had live music. What's up with that? And are you a music fan yourself?
Funny you should ask that. I noticed that. I walked around the last day. I've been very busy, but tried to carve some time out always to check out the other booths in the competition. I didn't see anyone else on the floor with live music. So I think, yeah, that's exactly right. We're in the live music capital of the world, and I believe Brecker is the only company that had live music on the floor at DAC. To us, it just seemed like the right thing to do. So we had a theme to our booth this year, the USS Icebreaker, and we talk about verification for SOCs being an iceberg problem, where typically most customers are only aiming at a small percentage of the problems above the water. They're missing the really deep, hard-to-find bugs that are below the water. So our whole message is, with our approach, you either avoid the iceberg or smash it, however you want to view it, and are able to tape out more successfully. So we had a wonderful musician who has joined us there. It was, I think, part of the reason why we had such a great draw. Nothing like having a booth with something that is going on that draws people, gets them to stop and chat with us. And, of course, once the song is finished, you pull them in and have a chance to give them a demo and find out more about what they're doing. And that was good for me, too. I really enjoy music. I go to a lot of concerts and have a embarrassingly large CD collection. And so it fitted well with the interest. Actually, a number of our folks in the company are musicians, actually, three or four people, amateur musicians playing in bands. So music just felt right to us.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tom. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And again, thank you so much, Amelia.
My guest today is Anupam Bakshi, CEO of Agnesis. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Amelia, for being here. And I'm very happy that this year you didn't have to ask me how to pronounce Agnesis.
I remembered. So for my audience who doesn't know, what do you guys do?
We help people create executable specification. What they can do is their regular spec that they have, they can now make it executable in the sense that they can generate code from it. We've been doing it for the last 6 years now. Our customer list is growing, and we're just retaining all the customers, incorporating their feedback, and just adding more functionality and just making it more executable.
So you guys have got a caveman theme at this year's DAC. Tell me more about this caveman theme.
Right, so the caveman is basically what we're saying is if you're still using just plain Word or some other tool to write a spec, then you are working like a caveman. You gotta change the way that you're doing it, do it more efficiently, and use our tool to do it in a modern way, and that is using our tools.
That's very cool. I really enjoy your Amanda, who's working the booth with you. So you guys recently joined Accelera. Tell me about that.
Yes. So, you know, after being on the sidelines for a long time, we finally decided to get in because we think we can contribute to Accelera. And it's been a while sitting outside, so we thought we'll jump in.
I saw you at the DAC party last night. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yes. That was fun. I actually had margarita with jalapeno, so.
I did as well. Maybe a couple, but we won't talk about that. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for dropping by. Thank you.
And of course, as always here on Fish Fry, if you want any further information about DAC, Brecker, Agnesis, and heck, even see a picture of yours truly with Amanda, the Agnesis cave girl, check out the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. And now it's time for a little DAC you may have missed. Here's my top 10 rundown of the coolest things I saw that may or may not have anything to do with the actual tools themselves. Number 10, the DAC blogosphere. Yep, I missed that one at first too, because apparently at DAC, the blogosphere is rectangular. Weird. There must be a tool for that. Number 9, the Jasper Design Automation Armadillo Race. I think we need Xenarthrian races at every conference. Next year I'm thinking maybe sloths or anteaters. Number 8, the air conditioning in the VIP room at the Cadence Denali party. I know, you probably missed this because you're just not as cool as I am. Number 7, the caster booth at this year's show. Yes, I said casters, like the wheels. Not really sure who exactly convinced that company they should have a booth at a design software show, but I would like to meet that person. I think he or she might have a bridge to sell me. Number 6, the legendary Bats of the Congress Street Bridge. In the middle of the day, walking across that bridge, let me tell you, you know those 250,000 bats are there. Really. You. Number 5, the Spygarita, sponsored by Atrenta at this year's I Love DAC party. No, I only had one, I swear. Just one. Number 4, the Synopsys booth white carpet. Next time, purple carpet, guys. So engineers aren't so worried about what their mom said about dirty shoes on white carpet. People were having conversations on the dark colored carpet just on the edge of the white. Number 3, the IC Manage Tesla. I'm not really sure how they got my new car on the show floor without my knowledge, but weird. Number 2, the Atrenta temporary technical representative who was working the neighboring Mentor Graphics espresso line trying to pull in people into the Atrenta presentation. Clever. Very clever. And number 1, the grand champion, the number 1 of Amelia's 2013 DAC You May Have Missed list, engineers dancing. That's all, folks. And speaking of dancing, I must give a special shout out to my dance partner, John. John and I danced the Texas two-step, which I don't do very well, and then the polka for about 5 or 6 songs to the swingin' Texas country sounds of the 9-time Grammy Award-winning band Asleep at the Wheel at the I Love DAC party Monday night. Thank you, John, for dancing with me. That was truly awesome. Also in the links below the player this week is a picture of yours truly with the lead singer, Ray Benson, of Asleep at the Wheel. You can also see a picture of IC Manages Tesla, shots from the I Love DAC party, a photo of the Adam Rogers duo who played the Cadence Denali party VIP room, and more. Oh yeah, one last shout out to my ladies at Cayenne Communications, Katina, Deborah, and Michelle, who made my life so much easier in the press room and made the DAC event so much smoother. You guys rock, and let's come back to Austin in a couple years, okay? Also, if you're one of the cool kids, you're already following EE Journal on Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal, or on Twitter at EEJournalTFM, or maybe on Google Plus. Wait, Google Plus and cool kids? Not sure about that. Anyway, oh, and on our Twitter feed, there's a whole bunch of DAC tweets. I'm just saying. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of June 7th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.